All right, here we go. What should I do and how should I do it? I got a problem and I gotta get through it. Who should I talk to? Who should I see? What book should I check out of the library? Yeah, but I don't read, so I watch some TV. I see what Hulu has to offer me. I got Netflix and Amazon Prime. I got more options than I got time. I just need a little distraction to keep my mind off my lack of action. I just need a little TV so I can forget completely. Forget completely.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Life's a Binge. I'm Jared.
I'm BJ.
I am Rich.
And we want to thank everyone out there for listening to our show.
Thanks.
You can follow us on all social media at Life's a Binge. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, everything else.
You know what we need to do?
What?
What?
TikTok.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
China owns TikTok.
Okay.
TikTok's awesome.
Hey, we'll get some China listeners.
I like TikTok.
So my nephew's got like 300,000 plus views on his things.
It's like 500,000 views, something like that.
It's a ton of stupid like amount of views.
Yeah. So have you seen the video?
Yeah.
It's him like, this is how you do ladder ball, only it's like not how you do,
right.
Or not ladder ball, but like the ladder climb
the ladder
thing or whatever. Only he's giving tips that are not.
You're not supposed to do that. Don't do it this way.
Right, but he does. And it's impressive.
It's fun.
He's like, move both feet at the same time. And then he like jumps up the thing. I'm like, how the hell is...
Yeah. Or don't look at it at all. That's what I like to do. It goes backwards without looking at it.
It's impressive.
So, yeah. But anyway, he's got hundreds of thousands of views, right?
Yes.
Bang. If he's in front of hundreds and thousands of eyes, we can easily have him do a thing. This is Life's a Binge.
It's true.
Check this out. Yeah. Bing. And then it would be a good experiment to find out how many people we could bring to the podcast
with an influencer?
Strictly, yes.
Yeah.
With our own influencer.
It's true.
And strictly from TikTok, try to find out, like, you know, hopefully they'll send messages or even like maybe TikTok messages or something
yeah.
that would say, I listened because of TikTok.
Yes.
And then that would help Richie monetize his TikTok stardom, which is what I'm going to hope is going to be a thing for him.
Yes.
So.
All that being said, if you're here from TikTok, welcome.
Right on. Yeah, you will be soon.
And you can head over to our patreon.com/lifesabinge and become a patron of our show today. You can become a producer like Jessica Jansen, First of Renee, Breaker of Banks, Mother of Doggos, Tight Wallet, Tony, or Kathy Weintraub. We have the honorary bingers out there. Oh, I'm sorry. We have a new producer.
Oh.
New
oh,
producer.
Oh,
yeah. Joseph Chrissy? Chrisky?
Oh, yeah?
Don't know how to pronounce your last name, Joseph, but welcome to the producer team.
Send us the phonetic pronunciation, Joseph.
This is Jessica Jansen's brother, I believe.
Oh, okay. Signed up
of his own volition.
He came out to SeaWorld.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
Sweet.
And he was fun.
Cool. He said he's been listening since Jessica has been on.
Yes.
So we're right glad to have you.
Yeah, definitely.
Thanks for being a producer of the show.
Welcome.
And then we have David and BJ and Mikey and Jared as the couch potatoes and the honorary bingers out there as well. You know who you are.
Yep.
Mikey, I want to give you an air fist, but you know.
He's not here.
No, yep.
He's watching a movie.
I'll fist you later.
Yeah. You.
Whoa.
Well, you know, I mean, what I mean is, you know.
I fisted the Meeman. I fisted hard.
Then that happened. And let's go ahead and start the show. Go ahead and take a breath.
Life's a binge. Bow, 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 bow.
Right?
What's up?
What's up?
What's up?
Sure's got an eagle eye on the dog.
They're gonna pee
there.
On my stuff.
They're definitely gonna pee on it.
They are.
They're terrible. They're in the garage, and I got some nice wood sitting over there, and all I'm thinking is they're gonna go pee on it.
They're gonna look at you too. They'll be like,
"Yeah, they will. They suck."
What you gonna do about it?
Stupid.
Don't eyeball me while you're peeing.
I'm gonna pee on my baby when my baby's here.
What's up now?
Oh my goodness.
Baby.
Yeah. They're crazy. Yeah. What's up? Did you, Rich? Anything new?
Nope.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
All right. Next.
yeah, you were there. I got married on Friday.
I was there. It was awesome.
I'm glad you had a good time.
I had a great time.
I heard you got married. I'm going to take your word for it.
Tell them what happened, BJ.
Why not, BJ? You weren't there?
I wasn't there for the wedding part, but yeah. That's so funny.
You were there for the important part. Because originally we weren't going to invite everybody to the ceremony.
Right.
So it was just going to be everybody just come to the party and
right,
and
which I've
and be
been
married.
To things that are like that.
But I think I told that story on here where I fucked up and I sent the wrong invite to the wrong people.
Uh-huh.
I was like, well, now I have to invite everybody to the ceremony. So
interesting.
Sorry, my new lovely wife, for how we had to change our plans. But it ended up working out. Like everything was great. We were late to our own ceremony, but everyone is late to their own ceremony. And
part of the deal.
That's just kind of what happens.
Indeed.
It was really funny, though. So we're in, like, the Uber, or the, not in the Uber, we're driving with the photographer's assistant is driving us to the reception venue, and they've got the GPS, like, telling him where to go. And I was like, I mean, I can tell you where to go. Like, I know how to get to Liberty Station.
Right.
And they're like, no, you just relax. Don't worry about it. And we're driving, like, through downtown. I'm like, I don't think we're going there. The right way. Like this
is your wedding. Don't worry.
Go to the fire.
Don't stress about anything. We got you.
Right. It was so they were taking us to the completely wrong address, and we're like, no, we have to go a different way. But we got there, and it worked. It all worked out, and I think people had a good time. It seemed like people had.
It
a
was
good
great.
Time.
Adam.
Adam,
you're efficient. Efficient.
Yes.
Good job,
my dear friend.
You did a very good job,
dear friend.
His
dear longtime friend.
Script was awesome.
Yeah,
and he told a joke in the middle of the ceremony that I laughed loudly and long. I was like, I shouldn't be laughing anymore, but that was good.
It definitely wasn't just you, because we got comments about, not just about Adam, but about that specific joke as well from people.
I'm the only one that gets this joke because I'm laughing way too hard at it. And I was like, I hope I'm not the only one.
Tell him the joke, Jared.
Yeah, I missed it.
So during Rich's vows, you know, he's... Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, for richer, for poorer,
right.
Et cetera, et cetera. Then he gets to Lindsay, and et cetera, for Lindsayer or poorer, et cetera, et cetera.
For Lindsayer or poorer.
Yes.
Oh, I get it. Okay.
Yes. It was as soon as he said it, I'm like, like in the crowd.
It was distinctly loud.
Way loud, like laughing, like, uh-oh. Maybe I shouldn't be laughing that hard at that joke.
So it was that one.
They're like reaching up. His name's Rich.
Yeah.
Yes. He messed up.
Oh,
yeah.
So good.
Yeah. It was that one and when the plane flew over and he like pretended to keep talking and then said, and wife.
Yes.
At the end.
That was good.
That people pointed out. But yeah, all in all, it was a great time. We only drank like four. I think I only had 3 beers total.
Well done.
At the reception. And at one point, I was trying. Jared saw this. I was trying to get from one end of the party to the other party, to the where the bar was, because my beer was empty. And just every 5 steps, because that's what happens when you get married.
Yeah,
everyone
day,
wants
man.
To talk to you, and that's
right.
cool. Like I love that. But I literally could not get over to the bar, and finally I look over my shoulder, and Jared's just like, "Just go, like just ignore them, put your head down, and go."
Well, I was waiting because like I was going to take a picture, yeah. And then the photographer's like calling you over, and I'm like, "No, he needs to get a beer.
He's got a beer.
He's got to get
a beer.
Yeah.
It's my day.
It's my
all
day.
I want is a beer.
That's better, though, than what I did, because I drank too many beers at my wedding.
Uh-oh.
And it was a problem.
Oh, man.
Only at the very end of the day. The
I was
going
to say, we had to leave for our flight before you got too drunk.
Yeah. I was just an emotional mess at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Tired, didn't eat enough, drank too much. But, yeah. I didn't vomit on anybody, which is good. I didn't vomit at all, but I just drank too much.
He's totally calling them out.
After. He didn't vomit there.
No, that's because he has a loving wife who knows when he's about to vomit.
That's fantastic.
I know that look.
Uh-huh. Right?
We need
uh-oh.
To go.
My
now.
Mouth is watering.
I don't want to go. And I could hear like the way, because he types it, he's a comedian. For those of you who don't know, Ryan Shore is very, very funny. Follow him on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, just like you do us. And just the way that there are some people, the way that they type on the internet, like on their Facebook or Instagram or wherever, is that you can hear them very distinctly. And the way he typed that was, he's like, I don't want to. I can just hear him going, I don't want to go. He's like, exactly how drunk he was, too. And sure enough.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it was a good time. It was cool to, there were a lot of people who got to meet, like, more of the family, who hadn't met my family. And They talked about you guys. They're like, oh, those are your podcast friends. Like, they're nice. I'm like, yeah, that's why I invited them.
Nice.
And yeah, all around, good time. Right. And the whole like being married thing is
yeah,
cool.
Your that's wife. Your wife?
Cool. My wife.
I say my wife.
You're a liar.
But I'm a liar. I'm a liar. I'm a
it's fun
liar.
When it's true.
The first time I said it was where they're trying to take a big group picture of like everybody who was in the reception. I said, where's my wife? And I was like, oh, my wife. It's cool.
It's fun.
Yeah, it's rad.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Good times. BJ?
Yeah, I showed up to Rich's wedding late. Because,
why?
I didn't know. We've been talking about weddings for a while, right? And over the course of our conversations, it was kind of like one of those things where you can make a list and everything. I'm not going to freak out about being invited to it.
Right.
Whatever. I'm not going to take offense.
Correct.
You know, about it. So I wasn't thinking about it, and I didn't see anything. So I didn't
right.
see anything. So
right.
I didn't receive a, you know, anything that said, you know.
You're invited.
Right.
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 But I happened to be going through my junk mail.
Email. This is email.
My junk email. Yeah, my junk email. Because I don't go through it unless I know there's something I need to look for.
Yeah.
In general, like someone will tell you, I sent me, you know, give you a heads up, I sent you something. So going through that, I saw an update for it, and I was like, oh shit! I bet I am invited. You know,
because well, I sent you a message. I was like, hey, I just want to make sure you're gone. I sent you a Facebook message about it too, right?
I don't remember. I don't remember, like...
Let's go to the tape.
yeah, I'll be there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm not going to be bet on my memory.
Right.
Yeah, not.
Well, I'm sure if he's like, are you coming? You're probably just like, yeah, of course. And then you were just waiting for that email to show up.
Yeah.
So in the email, though, it's got some details. It's got Liberty Station, 4:30, but it doesn't have a date on it. So I'm like, oh, shit. Okay. And then, so I was thinking about it, and I might have been thinking about it right before. I was like, you know, Rich was saying he was getting married this weekend. It's probably sometime around here.
Oh, man.
And like, hey, are you coming? Ding. Oh,
what?
Shit.
Ow.
Is that right now?
Yes.
It's
BJ,
right now.
It's happening right now.
So for me, it's easier to, like, okay, hop in the shower.
Yes.
You know, throw on some...
Spin it around.
Yeah. For most women, including my wife-to-be, that type of no warning wedding...
What are we supposed
that's
to do?
That's not happening. Yeah.
So she was out shopping.
No love lost,
Andrea.
She was
out, like, she was out shopping.
100% get that.
Like, what?
Like, what?
No, I am not ready to come home and get ready to go to a wedding right now. No, I'm not. I mean, she was very and I mean, it makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, babe, I'm just going to go. I'm going to go and run down there. And it was great. I had so much fun.
It was
I had
a lot of fun.
I had a lot of time. A lot of fun.
Guys, you can make it, man.
And yeah, it was fun to dance, and kudos to the DJ because the couple times where it was, I gotta go.
Yeah.
All right, gotta go do this.
I must hit the dance floor.
Yeah, almost like, you motherfucker. Okay, I gotta
Why
go
did
now.
You play that?
Yeah. So,
yeah, he was good.
Good times.
He was real good.
Yeah, he was played Head Over Heels by Tears for Fears, and I was like, oh shit, I love this song.
I love that song.
Then played a couple more, like,
that's good. Probably the slowest song you played.
Good groove songs. Yeah, that was like, I think it was like before he was really getting the dance floor going.
Yeah.
So, and luckily I got quit in time too, like before because I would have probably
kept
overdid
on
it.
Going.
I would have probably overdone it and then been really regretful. But man, I was glad to dance and glad to live to tell about it.
So, nice.
Word.
Fun stuff.
It was fun.
So, what you, J-Rod?
How much? Baby still any day now? Bassinets. 95% done.
It's looking pretty damn done.
Needs a couple coats of lacquer to finish it off, and then it'll be finished completely. I'll post a picture of it.
Yeah.
Soon.
It's pretty.
Put a picture of it on the Instagram.
Yeah. I like it a lot. I actually really like it a lot. A lot. So it's cool.
Yeah, that's a good feeling.
Yeah.
Look what I did.
Yep.
Look what I did.
It's pretty cool. But yeah, we've gone to a couple, like, you know, relaxation classes or, like, you know, this is how delivery happens and blah, blah, blah. And
heart.
This is how you breastfeed and all this stuff. And it's weird. It's like any day now, we're going to have a
You're learning
a
things.
Baby
yeah,
person.
A person.
Sure. Yeah. I would say yes.
I mean, about like.
But at the same time, it's also like, What now? Didn't they say something about this at some point? I'm sure we're going to forget all of it.
You weren't paying attention.
Were it's going to be
I'm having a baby
insane.
Here, okay?
Yeah.
Going by the seat of your pants.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, that's
I mean,
how
most
you do
people
it.
Do, yeah.
That's how you figure it out.
And then a baby happens, and then they grow up.
Yeah.
And they do a podcast.
And make TikTok videos.
Yep.
Yeah, so that's up. That's what's up with me, and that's about it.
That's what's up. What's up.
This just in. With Rich Soublet.
So it wouldn't be news in 2020 if I didn't take a few minutes to shit on Cats.
Yes.
Cats! The movie.
Cats the movie has been in theaters for 5 weeks now, and it has not yet made its budget. Yeah.
Sounds about right.
budget of $100 million, and they're at $26 million domestic and $60 million worldwide.
Ouch. Only 80. Hasn't even
so it'll be a little
hit it.
It'll be a little
budget.
While.
Yeah.
They're and the have weekly, to wait for the it's gonna it, they're gonna make their money when it releases digitally or
the weekly domestic from last week was only $800,000.
So not a lot of bonus checks going out for that.
No.
Production.
No.
Definitely.
The residuals
not.
Are not going to be rolling in. For
oh,
that.
Goodness gracious.
Everyone's like, I don't care. Yeah. I got my.
Parasite, having been out for 15 weeks, made out with $1.5 million last weekend.
Nice.
Just for some perspective.
I got to see that.
Good
you
movie
do.
Versus bad movie.
That's the way that's supposed to work, yes. Which makes me happy.
Exactly.
Netflix has acquired the worldwide distribution for Studio Ghibli films outside of North America.
Who's
Japan.
That now?
Studio Ghibli. Spirited Away, Princess Mononoke, My Neighbor Totoro, Grave of the Fireflies, if you want to be real sad. Pretty much all the best anime ever made.
Cool.
The Disney put them out, right?
Theatrically, yes. Not all of them. But a few of them, like Howl's Moving Castle and
Ponyo
and Spirited Away. Were.
For some reason, I thought Disney owned, or maybe they rented the rights or something, and now Netflix has got them.
Yeah,
was it Touchstone, like a Disney?
No, maybe they just paid to put them out in theaters. Maybe that's what it was. I don't know. But anyway, that's cool.
Before we go too much further into other types of news, we have to, of course, acknowledge Terry Jones, who passed away today.
Bummer.
Monty Python fame and legend at the age of 77. Good riddance. Because that's what Terry would have wanted us to say.
Yep.
That's exactly what he would want to say. And if you go to John Cleese's Twitter, it says, just heard about Terry J. It feels strange that a man of so many talents and such endless enthusiasm should have faded so gently away. Of his many achievements, for me, the greatest gift he gave us all was his direction of Life of Brian. Agreed. Perfection. But he ends it with 2 down, 4 to go. And if you've never watched John Cleese's eulogy of Grand Chapman from 1970, I think it's like 1974 was when he died, because he was very young. Do go watch that, because it's utterly hilarious. Like, they knock over the ashes, like all this stuff happens, and they make a big joke of it, because that's who these guys
do.
Are. Like, that's and I can only hope to have friends who would be so adamant about honoring me in a way that completely foregoes convention.
Correct.
Where they would be that way. Hats off to you, man. Thanks
so
for the laughs.
Plenty of folks who would be like, what is happening?
Right?
Here?
This is awful. People who watch Python are like,
He didn't deserve this.
Perfect.
Why? Why desecrate his memory like that?
I came across a poster for a movie I did not know was happening. It is the new official poster for John Henry. There's a John Henry movie. In 2020, starring Terry Crews.
No.
And Chris Ludacris Bridges.
No. No way.
And from the look of this poster, it looks like Ludacris is playing the train. Like, he's got like a steel.
What?
Like an actual steel jaw on the bottom of his face.
Okay, then.
That's what's happening. Terry, why?
That looks like modern.
It does. It looks like a modern like take.
It
on
looks
it.
Like a cover for a Fast it, and Furious movie.
It is. So the story is that.
Oh, for Pete's sake, I can't even. Go ahead.
Yeah, you're gonna.
Well, it's not serious about Fast.
You're
and
probably
Furious.
Gonna.
It
hate
looks
this.
Like. A
go ahead.
A quiet man with a violent past has his life changed when an immigrant girl who was on the run from gang violence in South Los Angeles stumbles into his life. So it sounds like it'll have almost nothing to do with the legend of old.
John Henry was Steel Driving Man.
What the heck? Original songs by DJ Quick. This is going to be terrible. I will watch this
world?
Movie.
So he's not like hammering through a fucking
digging mountain through, like yeah right like, he's not racing the choo choo train like the
my
the,
guess
the steam,
is
steam
no.
drill.
I'm better than this thing.
That would be my guess. My guess would be no.
Okay. fair enough.
And finally, and probably what we'll talk about the longest in news is that the Oscar nominations are out. Oscar nominations!
Yay!
And as Oscar says, I love trash.
There was predictable backlash because a lot of the movies are about white people starring white people. But,
correct.
You know, that's just a lot of the movies that are made. Like,
correction, mean, white men. You know.
Yes. But, yeah. Well, they got Little Women in there.
Not the director.
Not the director, though. Yeah.
Guess these movies make themselves.
So our best picture, we're looking at Ford versus Ferrari, The Irishman, Jojo Rabbit, which I really want to see still.
Me too.
Joker, Little Women, Marriage Story, and 1917, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and Parasite.
I've seen two of those.
I've seen zero.
I've seen four of them.
I've seen zero.
I've seen
Joker.
The Joker. Actually, I've seen 17. Three of the almost three because 1917. Mm-hmm. Most of The Irishman. I still haven't finished The Irishman.
Mm. Can't make it through in one sitting, huh? Yet Best Picture nom.
Yeah, have it's a long
it?
Ass movie.
I have not.
I haven't watched it. It's long though.
3.5 hours.
3.5 hours.
Yeah,
super long.
That's what she said.
Hey, name of my sex tape.
Notable snubs being director for Greta Gerwig, director for Little Women. No one in the cast of Parasite, which boggles my mind.
Yep.
Because.
But it's Best Picture nom. It's Best Director nom. It's Best Screenplay nom. But none of
Kang
the actors.
Kang Ho Song, who plays
right.
the dad, is phenomenal in this movie.
It blows my mind when the movie can be nominated for all the categories,
none
but
of
none
the
of the actors. It's like, you know, part of what makes this movie great is the actors, right?
Because if there were no actors, what are we
You'd
watching?
You'd be watching a beautiful scenery.
Which reminds me a lot of when Arrival was nominated for Best Picture and Amy Adams was not nominated. I'm like, sorry, but that, like, her performance is that movie.
Yep.
Like, it quite literally, the movie hinges on that performance.
Note to self.
And you can't nominate
Arrival.
That's one of my, that's honestly one of my favorite movies.
It's great.
Like top five,
yeah,
easily. Mm. That's the news, guys.
Uncut Gems also didn't get. Oh, see, that's the thing. I don't think
Uncut Gems was snubbed. Yeah.
I don't. It just doesn't make sense. Like,
I actually, I will add. I read a little thing saying that they talk to an Academy voter and they talk about how an actor's reputation plays heavily into what you think you should vote for them for. And I'm like, that's horseshit. Like,
that
you should look objectively at the performance in a
correct.
Vacuum.
Absolutely.
And if this is a great performance, nominate that dude. Like, they don't want to nominate Adam Sandler because he's Adam Sandler.
Right.
Like, that's crap. If he was amazing in the movie, nominate the motherfucker. Like, what
correct.
You,
Well, and it's just it's
like
the whole,
he did with Whoopi Goldberg.
It's the problem with the whole Academy stuff in general. It's like Leonardo DiCaprio. We're not going to nominate you for nothing. No. Oh, look, The Revenant. This movie's pretty good. Hey, we're
best
gonna,
actor.
We're going to give you the best actor award for this.
He wasn't even the best actor in that movie.
Right. But it's like, you've earned it. It's like, that's not how this is supposed to work.
It's not.
And so the same with Adam Sandler. They're like, he made Jack and Jill, and that movie sucked, so he's not going to ever be considered
he's
for this.
He's not Academy material.
It's like, fuck you guys.
And what blows my mind is that there's no, like why they haven't put the cash in to just have, like, in a little Academy like streaming offshoot, like something that, you know, Academy members can sign up for free off of like Amazon Video or whatever and have all of the titles on there. And then once they've each watched them, check a little box that says voter number 394 has watched all the best picture noms.
Right.
Now they can actually fucking vote on it.
Yep.
Because ooh, so many of them don't watch, they don't watch any of the animated categories.
Correct.
Like when Frozen was a thing, it's like, well, my granddaughter liked Frozen, so I'll vote for that. I'm just like, that's not your job. Like, your job is to watch the film.
Take democracy
seriously.
Give me
that job. I watch films.
Yeah. Lion King only got nominated for visual effects, which
is
the only thing it should be nominated for. But people are like, should have been best animated. I'm like, nuh-uh.
No.
It was not best animated. Yeah. It was greatly animated.
Yeah.
But best animated feature? No. Yeah. I think not.
Cats withdrew itself from contention from all.
I don't even want it.
We don't need your award. We're crushing it at the box office. Wait, we're what?
Oops.
Can we get one of those awards, please?
Oh, man, oh, man.
Yep.
And that's the way it was.
Excellent. Well, we have nothing else going on, so let's take a quick commercial break.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Yeah. La la la.
You'd already know what I'm saying.
It needs to go twice.
I don't even need to say anything.
So
I like it. Let me just say that. I like it.
I have a small, it's not a rant. I have a gripe. Did you guys watch football this weekend?
I did.
Did you enjoy the games?
I did.
I enjoyed the games.
I would say yes. I enjoyed the games.
I did not enjoy their outcome.
I would agree.
I was talking with this about. A little bit with BJ, but not necessarily like the way the games went down, because there's always predictably going to be some ref nonsense going on.
Correct.
But for me, as a fan of the Oakland Raiders, I just have no one to root for in the Super Bowl, because I hate both teams with the fiery passion of 1,000 white hot suns.
Well, there was a Super Bowl that was like that. It was San Francisco and Baltimore. I hate both of those teams.
Really?
Yeah.
Why do you hate Baltimore?
They were just jerks. And
that was the year they won, right?
Ray Lewis still on the team?
Yeah.
Was
valid.
He, I mean, that, I don't know. That might have been
probably.
When Ray Lewis.
I think he was MVP.
When they won that. When they won. They only won once, mm-hmm. right?
With Flacco.
It was
yeah.
like two. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Flacco.
Yeah. Yeah. So
I know it's different, but that always makes me think of The Replacements because his name is Shane Falco.
Falco. Exactly. I love that movie. Unabashedly love that movie.
That's a great movie.
It's not.
It's a great movie.
It is, though.
It's
I mean,
exactly.
It's,
that
it's
movie is
very
exactly
enjoyable.
What it's trying to
it's
be.
It's fun.
Yeah.
But when you have like him on a date with the cheerleader
yeah.
and then you have John Madden and Al Michaels like commentating about football, he's going in. Oh, no, the block. Oh, and he scores.
Yeah,
it's like,
it's a little Paradise by the Dashboard Light.
It's a little
ish.
Too much. Oh,
I don't know. I like that movie. I know.
I love
it. It's exactly what it's trying to be. Like,
of course.
Not, there's no, it's not thinking it's some great sports film. Like, this is a silly, we know this is a silly movie.
Fantastic.
So we're
right
going to be really silly.
Clifford Franklin.
Clifford Franklin. Oh, where's Orlando Jones?
Oh, man.
I never did see that movie.
The Replacements?
Yeah.
You'd like it.
You would like it.
I know it's got it. Keanu Reeves as the guy.
Yeah.
Keanu Reeves, Gene Hackman. Mm-hmm.
Gene Hackman.
Orlando Jones, who I just previously mentioned. And that's all I can remember off the top of my head.
The guy that plays Roy in The Office is in it.
What?
Oh, yeah?
He's the deaf guy.
Oh, my God. That's right. Uh-huh.
He's good.
Uh-huh. That's amazing.
Yeah.
I have to go watch it again.
It's good times.
That's
I love stuff like that.
I wanted the Titans to win.
Oh, I wanted so badly for the Titans to win.
I did too.
And then
I love this. Yeah, this idea of a six seed.
But watching, I'm not a Chiefs fan by any means. Obviously, I'm a Chargers fan.
Sure.
And so again, Chiefs, no bueno in my book. But. Man, oh man, are they fun to watch play football.
Yeah.
Good lordy. They're like, we're losing 28-0. They're like, we got this. It's like, what?
That
is
was
happening?
Insane.
They scored 3 touchdowns in 3.5 minutes.
I saw some meme. It was like Travis Kelce.
I got 3 minutes.
Talking
exactly,
to Patrick Mahomes.
Exactly, though.
In 3 minutes.
Good lord.
Saying, you know what would be fun? Let's let them score 28 points and then start trying.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Yeah, now I'm going to play
I mean,
with my right hand.
Yeah. I know something that you don't know.
But yeah, same thing happened with this game where they were like they were losing and then they were not losing
like, nope.
at all. And then the Niners game happened and I figured they would win.
Yeah.
But now it's going to be an offense versus defense game, and that's fun, always fun to watch. Is the Niners defense good enough to stop the crazy offense of the Chiefs?
But the Niners offense
Niners
has
been,
also
I
been
say, the
high
Niners
scoring.
Been playing so well. The Niners
defense
and,
is solid,
and
they have
the
a run game.
The Chiefs defense has
Chiefs,
not been
yeah, it should be a good game.
Either.
It should be a good game.
Hopefully, overall, it'll be a good game.
So, when the starting quarterback of the Super Bowl team goes for 6 completions for 48 yards in the game, and they win?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's
handily
a problem.
Handily,
a problem.
They ran.
I mean, it's
score.
A problem for the NFL. Going, this is supposed to be a passing league.
This is
more
exciting, please.
Raheem Mostert doesn't need to run for 4 touchdowns. It's like what? He had 220 yards.
Trying to win the game.
He had 220 yards and 4 touchdowns on the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were doing. That was the Titans,
and that's what's gonna happen.
I thought the Titans were gonna win. I honestly thought they were gonna beat them. Like they were gonna put that. They just seemed so unstoppable.
I was hoping, but I. No.
I guess 3, I don't know. It was impressive. It was an impressive postseason run.
The way they handled Baltimore.
The
way they handled Baltimore, I was like, they have a shot.
They could beat anybody. They could beat anybody. And they beat the Patriots and then Baltimore.
Yes.
That's like
both
arguably the two best teams.
Yes, at their home. Yeah. That was crazy. It was crazy.
But in comes Kermit. Kermit Mahomes.
Yep.
What do you think? Who do you think is going to win?
I think
the Chiefs
will
win.
I think the Chiefs will probably win too.
I do.
Yeah.
But who's that? I can't wait to watch. It should be fun.
Yep.
And I won't be passionate. The only thing I'll be passionate about is
give me some no look passes.
Yep. Yep.
Give me some Joey Bosa on the rush. Knocking his teeth out.
It was crazy because both games you thought, Mahomes buckling under the pressure, can't do it in the playoffs, and then because they're losing, and then just out of nowhere he's like,
score it will.
He doesn't look like as fast as he used to look. Like he looks like he runs now, and he's
in his second year in the NFL. He doesn't look that fast.
Well, he's going to have 27-yard rushing touchdown in the last game.
He doesn't look fast, but because he doesn't look
run?
Like he's trying.
It does. But yeah, and he just kind of, and he's very careful.
He
and
just
like,
goes.
It looked like an eighth grader playing with second graders.
Yes.
Like he's like, up to do.
But it doesn't.
But it's not like, I guess when you watch Lamar Jackson play, it was like, what the hell just happened?
Yeah.
He would accelerate and just like juke and jive in a way that you were just like, are you kidding me?
Patrick Mahomes just like does all that, but he looks like he's asleep the whole time because he's like, eh, I can do
he's
this
looking for
all
pass
day.
All the time.
But
the
he's just
time.
Like, even when he's running, he's like, eh, I'm going to, he passes the line of scrimmage and he's like, dee 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 dee. And it looks like he's just jogging, but he's not. He just looks so.
Yeah.
Like lackadaisical. I don't know how to describe it. He looks lazy.
He's skipping.
But he's not at all. Like, exactly.
He's going to the end zone.
Like, there he goes.
That's just good. It's good eyes.
Why don't you try?
He's good. He's good.
He's
good.
That's my little mini rant because I hate both those teams. Yeah. I hate them so much.
But you get to watch Shakira and J-Lo, those two extremely relevant performers.
I mean,
it's fun to watch.
Yeah.
But, okay.
I take one of them.
I just, it's so weird. It's like,
Shakira?
Let's get, yes. J-Lo, both.
She bugs me. J-Lo bugs me.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
Fair enough.
Because you think you're better than me.
<In the ladder>. Oh, goodness.
That's not, I don't know. But
boy.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't, well, I don't know. I, like when she came out with George Clooney in that one movie.
Bo?
The, she was good, and it was a cute movie, and it was a Soderbergh movie.
George Clooney.
Yeah, and she was the FBI, and he was a. And then there was like the lines got crossed. Damn it! Anyway, all the listeners are going, that fucking is so stupid.
I should know. Where's Mikey when we need him?
Mikey P, we need him. But
I want to say it's the Bone Collector, but it's not.
It's not. No,
that's Halle Berry. I think.
But I liked it. I liked it, and I liked her. But at some point through the years, her personality, her celebrity became annoying.
Yeah, fair enough.
And maybe it was, maybe I got poisoned by South Park's.
Yes.
Taco Keesies.
Out of Sight?
Yes.
Yes, Out of Sight.
All right.
Now tell me who directed that. If you got, is it Soderbergh?
I'm not on the IMDb. Hang on.
Oh, fail.
Well,
Mikey.
Mikey.
Look what happens when you're not here.
Right.
What did we used to do?
So there's been a theme.
Not look
it
stuff
was Soderbergh. You are correct. So.
There's been a theme of some stuff that I've been watching lately.
Yes.
So there's a on Netflix. I don't know. Everyone's algorithm sends them different things of what's new and such. But there's a new Lost in Space. I don't know if you've been seeing that.
Yes, I have not watched it, but I have seen it's season two right now.
Yes, it's out now. So. I had not watched it,
mm-hmm.
But I started it, and it's good. It's fun. It's entertaining. It's a nice take on it, and I'm enjoying it, and I watched the whole first season.
Nice.
Parker Posey plays a part in it, and she's the only part that is like, it's just weird. She's like cartoon-ish villain.
Is she Dr. Smith?
Yes, but she's pretending to be Dr. Smith, which isn't a big thing. She's a con artist, so she's pretending to be Dr. Smith.
So she's not the real
Dr.
Smith?
She's not really the real Dr. Smith.
But they think she's Dr. Smith.
They do.
But they think that we know.
They don't know that we know that.
Yeah, it reminded me so much of when I was watching All My Children back in the day when Laura was on there, and I was like one of the only times I'd ever watched like soap operas for a while.
Sure.
Yeah.
The plots and the characters are just so conniving, you know, and this is how she's written, and is so like oh for fuck's sake! Everywhere she goes, she's got to like play everybody against everyone else and be evil, and they're literally trying to save the world, and then she's got to do something selfish and like mess it up, and it almost takes me out of it a little bit, but I like her enough that she kind of makes me laugh and. Is entertaining to watch on screen. So.
Nice.
But
I've heard good things about the show.
But I'm watching it, and what it reminded me of, so they're meeting people that they thought, you know, they're on this planet. So right now this whole thing is they're lost in space, but they have to crash land on a planet. So they're lost.
Sure.
Lost on planet.
Yes. So.
It doesn't quite have the same ring to it.
Yeah, but the planet's in space.
Yeah,
yeah, but we're in space.
Oh, we are also
so we're,
in space,
yeah,
by
so
the same logic.
Life's a binge in space. So
So, in space. Oh man.
So they keep introducing these characters that you don't know anything about, and that they're suddenly evil out of nowhere, and I'm like, this literally is Lost in space.
Nice.
Like, this is literally Lost in space.
That's the joke.
So anyway, it's been fun. But so something clearly goes wrong, and they end up getting lost in space. So
yeah.
I don't know if we ever talked about Space Camp or not.
We mentioned it.
Briefly. Yeah. Right. So I watched Space Camp.
Sure.
On YouTube.
Okay.
It's the greatest thing in the world. Everybody needs to watch it.
Is it though?
Yes. 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 100% yes. So there's a long and storied romance with this movie from my college days.
Uh-huh.
So when I was in college, it was 86, 87, 88. That was first year. Mm-hmm. And then, let's see what I did. So, yeah. And I hope to finish that first year soon. We had an apartment, my very first apartment, and we had cable, and it was one of the options at that time to view as a pay-per-view option on through the cable system.
Right.
And so was River's Edge, which we watched and rented and loved and played it 50 times. And so there's a handful of movies from that time that we used to watch as a little group.
Sure.
And that was one of them. And it kind of speaks to me in a way because being a child of the 60s growing up through the 70s,
sure,
space was huge.
Absolutely.
Huge.
Yes.
It was just huge.
Yeah.
So it really speaks to that, you know, this idea as a kid, and they introduce these kid characters who different ages who have a fascination with space. One of them is little Joaquin Phoenix, another one is Leah Thompson. And they all have some kind of story where, I wish I was in space, which is what we used to always joke about. I wish I was in space.
And then they get blasted into space.
Sort of.
Oops.
Yes. Yeah. So they go to space camp. They're all going to space camp, right? And this is like...
Which is led by a husband and wife astronaut team.
Yes, you're right. You're right. It's you're
Wait,
right.
Really?
I did some research.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Yes. And so... So they go to the space camp, which is all like NASA. This is all like a big NASA publicity thing. Like
right.
The whole thing is a NASA, you know, which is understandable. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
So, and it looks cool. And they shots of them like taking a tram to the, you know, to the launch site and seeing a giant rocket. It's all really impressive. And then as part of the storyline, they get to do different things as part of space camp, and they train as a unit.
Right.
So they're gonna let them get on the ship. Oh, okay. First of all, Joaquin Phoenix's little character befriends this robot. Of course.
The 80s,
man.
It's
got to
be a robot.
Got to have a rope. Johnny Five alive. So he befriends this robot.
I can hear the executives now. But is there a robot in this thing? We're not going to watch it if there's no robot.
We need a robot. So the robot hears him say, Max needs to get into space. How can we make Max get into space? And the fucking robot hijacks NASA computers and makes the whole thing happen. Like, it's so bizarre.
That is an advanced 80s robot.
It is bizarre, yes. That they somehow get him to be on the shuttle, in the seats, on the shuttle, strapped in, while they do a live engine test. And then it turns out, well, we're doing this test, but there's a failure that wasn't really a failure. The robot made it look like it. So if they don't fire the other engine, they're all going to die.
Right.
And so they get blasted into space.
Oh, my.
They get blasted into space. Anyway, it's such...
Oh, yeah.
It's so great.
Wow.
It's so great that you need to see it. So why did this movie tank? It came out in 1986. What happened in 1986?
The Challenger exploded.
Exactly. We saw it.
It came out after that?
It came out after that.
Oh,
so it was
back in the, we can't afford to not put this movie out.
So that's why we saw it on this thing. It was probably wasn't even in the theater. Maybe it was.
They probably released
it. I'm sure
it was. But it was one of those things where we went straight, you know, to the on-demand.
In theaters for 1 week only.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, because how could you? I mean, 6 months later, you're going to promote a movie about going into space with a bunch of kids and teachers, right? And an accident happening.
No.
Yeah. So
no.
No wonder that this was a doomed project. But it sure is fun to watch.
It's not doomed anymore. Because why?
Because we don't have shuttles anymore.
Because Disney Plus is going to remake it as a TV show.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
Nope. I thought I heard something like that.
Disney Plus is rebooting Space Camp as a Disney Plus TV show.
Huh.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
I wonder if it's going to be NASA. Mm-hmm. Probably.
SpaceX.
SpaceX. Yeah.
maybe.
Virgin Atlantic.
Yeah, SpaceX. We haven't watched it yet, but I've been looking everywhere to find Battlestar Galactica so I can watch it. It's not streaming anywhere.
The new one. New one, like 15 years ago.
The good one.
Right.
You probably have to, you can rent it on Amazon.
It's not streaming anywhere.
Huh.
It used to be on Netflix, and then it used to be on Hulu, and then it used to be on Amazon, but now it's nowhere. The only place you can watch it is if you have the sci-fi channel plug-in on your Hulu live TV subscription.
How much is that?
I don't know. $50 for the live TV thing and then whatever it costs to get sci-fi. Anyway, so I was looking and I was like, ooh, I'm going to go on Amazon and see how much it is to buy. And it's $100 for the digital series on Amazon. It's $100 for the digital series on iTunes. And I'm like, what the fuck? Seems like a lot of money for something that came out 10, 12 years ago, whenever that show came out.
But that's what's happening now.
And I then went to Walmart.com and bought the Blu-ray discs for $41.
There you go.
For the complete series.
Nice.
$41.
That's reasonable.
Yes.
Yeah.
Four seasons of a show that came out 12 years ago.
Yeah.
Because
there's a lot of stuff going on like that. Like, if you look at buying, like, a Marvel movie on Blu-ray that's from 10 years ago, they're all, like, $25. I'm like, what the f-? Like, no. Like, come on.
Yeah.
No. Just no.
And it made me laugh.
It's in the $5 bin.
It made me come up with, I made a joke to Samantha. I was like, it's going to be funny. Like, millennials are going to start inventing things that went obsolete. So they're like, I really want to watch Battlestar Galactica, but it's not streaming on Netflix. It's not on HBO. It's nowhere. I can't stream it anywhere.
Yeah.
And they're going to be like, I wish there was just somewhere I could go to, like, borrow it for a minute. And, like, then I'll just give it back.
Video
like
store.
Like, Blockbuster. Because they're going to start coming up with...
Or your library. Your library
exactly. Any of that stuff. I mean, the joke is they'll make Blockbuster, but they'll just rent it from Amazon or something.
Right.
They'll
right.
just rent the digital version as opposed to the physical version. But it was so much to the point where I bought the physical version of it because when the kid comes and we're just sitting on our butts, it's my plan to make Samantha watch all of Battlestar Galactica, and we're going to have nothing but time for the first couple weeks while I'm there just literally handing off the kid.
Yeah.
We're just going to sit there and watch TV and stuff. And I was like, I need Battlestar. I need it somewhere. And so I bought it for $40 because that's the cheapest way was to get the hard copy of it, which is bizarre to me.
Now, have you seen the Portlandia sketch about it?
I don't think so.
Nope.
Oh, it's so good. In fact, you could watch it and get a huge kick out of it before you. It doesn't do anything to. As far
yes. That's where they like binge it, right?
Yes.
And they stop going to work and everything. And
yeah. And then they run out and they contact. It turns out one of the writers lives in town.
Yes.
Yeah. And so they write it. It's super funny. The whole thing
let's
is
watch
really
this.
Funny.
What do you think about that? Yeah, let's do
is
it.
Is it morning already? All right, like, one more. We're supposed to be at their wedding. You know, later, like weeks go by. And like,
oh, it's fantastic. It's true. I love that show.
It happens. I watched a lot of things, but the one I'll talk about because it relates directly to that, what you just said, BJ.
Mm-hmm.
I watched Symbionic Titan on Netflix.
Explain.
It was a one-season animated show by Genndy Tartakovsky, so the same guy who did Samurai Jack. He's got a new show on, I can't even think of the name of it, Adult Swim right now called Primal. It's supposed to be really good. Just this prolific, he also does the Hotel Transylvania movies, apparently, which I did not know. But he's like this prolific animation director and like artist. And almost all of the stuff he's done has been like just visually like stunning and amazing, with like great storylines. And he always manages to tell a really great story through animation with very little dialogue. This show is like probably one of the things that he's ever done, at least like as far as animated cartoon wise, that has the most dialogue. But it's it's really good. It's really well written. Interesting characters, like interesting relationships. Like everything, the production values are really, really high. And for whatever reason, it only had one season. And it was from like 2011.
Huh.
So almost 10 years ago. And so now that it's on Netflix, like people are like, oh, remember this show? And this was so good. Like, why did this get canceled? And now people are trying to like petition to get it, like start it back up again. And like Netflix is exactly the kind of place to be like, oh, we have money to throw at things.
Yeah, why not? Yeah.
So I hope they do, because it was it's really good. And I think there's only 15 episodes. So easily bingeable, which is what I did. Like, I stayed up. I was like, oh, man. I mean, they're only 20 minutes. So I can watch another one.
Right on.
Before I know it's 3 a.m. It's 3 a.m. Oh, my God.
Yep. We're just watching The Office again. That's basically it.
We watched that in the morning in our hotel room.
It's funny because there's a new podcast called Office Ladies out.
Yeah.
I might have talked about it on here.
Yeah.
But it's Jenna Fischer and Angela Kinsey, who played Pam and Angela from The Office. And they're going by episode and, like, telling you behind-the-scenes stuff and, like, fun tidbits and facts and everything. And it's fun.
Because really they're, like, friends. Like, best friends.
They became best friends, yeah.
Which is really sweet.
Yeah. Which is funny because they hate each other.
Right.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. But it's fun. It, like, makes you want to watch the show, again, if you love the show, like I do.
Yeah.
But it's like crack cocaine where I literally cannot stop watching it. I'm like, there goes one. I gotta watch one more. And then 12 of them go by, and I'm like, how have I watched 7.5 hours of The Office?
How did I not call in sick yet?
Right?
Work? I was supposed to be an hour
ago.
It's
so weird. So I just watched The Office over and over and over and over again. And then I was going to watch with them, but it's impossible. Because they put out one episode of the podcast a week, which means you have to watch one episode of The Office a week? Yeah, right! Never! It's never going to happen.
You could watch other things in the meantime.
No!
Office only!
I should. Like, I almost turned on HBO so I could watch the final season of, or not the final season, but the latest season of Silicon Valley.
Oh, yeah.
All right. I haven't seen any of yet. Which bums me out. But it's not going anywhere.
Nope. I hope not. It'll be there.
Yeah.
Speaking of HBO.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of Lost in Space.
Yes. Uh-huh.
There's a show about being lost in space on HBO that just started called Avenue C, I believe.
Oh, is it the like luxury
the
cruise
space Hugh Laurie? Yep.
Oh,
yeah.
Josh Gad.
I know that already started. I really want to watch that.
That looked like it was going to be great.
It's funny. Yeah. It's entertaining. For sure.
It's like a Wall-E type, we're off the Earth. Like, we have to, like, keep all the people alive or whatever.
Is it a one hour or a 20 minutes?
I think it's a half hour. Okay. I think the other half hour.
They're on, like, a luxury liner.
Right.
Cruise ship
space.
In space. Right.
Right. Yeah. Touring Saturn's rings. And then there was a miscalculation in there. That little miscalculation put them off course by, you know, 500 million light years. And so they're lost in space.
It's fantastic.
Cool.
The trailer for that show made it look like it was going to be enjoyable.
Yeah. So far, I was kind of impressed with just the comedic rhythm that they established like early on, and to where just sometimes when you hear that and you feel like how well it works,
right?
You're just like, wow, well done. And a lot of times you'll see that in a show, and then like. 3 seasons in, they'll be super like gelled and the comic timing is perfect.
Yeah.
But for the first episode of a show, I felt like they had some really good stuff going.
That's
so
good.
So it's kind of it's exciting. It's one episode at a time, one a week. So
Samantha and I are highly considering pulling a quote unquote Disney Plus on CBS. And what I mean by that is she really wants to watch Picard. On CBS All Access.
Right.
But they're going to release them episode by episode by episode. So we're probably going to wait until it's done.
There you go.
Pay for the program for a month, $8.99 or whatever it is for the month.
Watch all of it.
Watch all of it and then cancel.
Gotcha.
Because we think about these things like, oh, man, if I want to watch that, I got to get CBS.
Yeah.
And that's another $8. It's like, well.
You don't have to keep it.
I thought about that. Sort of, but not really until like the Disney Plus thing happened when Mandalorian ended and everyone's like, I don't need to keep this now.
Right.
I don't need all these Disney movies at my fingertips.
Because that's a deal. Like, if you look at renting an episode of something on Amazon, it's like
$2-3 an episode. $4 for some stuff.
Right. So if it's a 20 episode season, you're like, fuck. Like, that's.
I think it's only $5.99. I still have CBS. Like, I got it, and then I got rid of it, and then it's like, I need to watch the game at work today.
Right.
So I pay $6, and then I didn't get rid of it.
Right.
So I still have it, and I'm not barely even using it
right.
for anything. So.
Exactly. Right.
Yeah.
And it's That's just funny. It's ridiculous. Like, it's getting to the point where it's ridiculous. Where now NBC is coming out with Peacock TV or whatever it is, and they're gonna start putting all their stuff out.
Oh boy.
And it's like. Okay, sure. I'll pay you a month.
We'll see. Yeah,
like, and then
especially like it just depends on what the products are. Right. I mean, like, and that's, you know, that's why Disney was still like behind the eight ball a little bit. They're just not. They have a ways to go.
Yeah,
but
they're getting there. I mean, their stuff's good so far.
Well, that's it's like Amazon.
Right,
they can afford. They can subsidize their shitty streaming service for 15 years.
Right,
and put out. I mean, you know, put other ones out of business.
Yeah.
These big companies
because they can afford it.
Yeah, they can afford to write off losses for years.
Yeah, we can just sit there. Yeah,
and Disney can do that.
It'll just sit there and be waiting for people to give them more money for it.
Because if it does nothing else, it keeps the word Apple and the word Amazon on people's tongues.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh yeah, Apple the same way. They're gonna Apple TV. There's no way they're making any money on that.
No.
Like, they got to be losing every single penny. It seems.
But if you're thinking about Apple.
But when Amazon can pay $1 billion to put a Lord of the Rings show out, $1 billion. Billion.
When is that happening?
It's now slated to air in 2021, I think.
Damn. Huh.
Interesting.
And the first, the news on
I imagine
the first,
it's going to be several seasons. Of-
they've already confirmed they're going for 5 seasons.
Okay.
Nice.
The first season has been or rumored, not confirmed, at 20 episodes.
Wow. Of the Hobbit? Is that what, I wonder if that's how that's going to be?
Pre-everything.
Pre-everything.
It's like...
So the whole thing is going to be, okay. Like, all
you're
new
gonna stories. You're going to have a young Sauron and a young Galadriel, apparently.
Oh,
which is
fun.
Like before the rings were made type pre.
So the Tolkien...
So it's funny, it's going to be a Lord of the Rings story with no rings.
And so the... these have already been written?
The lore is
there. The lore is all there.
By Tolkien? Like,
I mean, he has like history books and stuff that he has.
So
I don't know if they're books, but he has notes at least.
Like
and,
the
like,
Lord of the Hobbit and the Lord of the Rings were a vehicle for the languages that he wanted to invent.
Yeah.
Like those stories are a byproduct of him coming up with languages and history.
And so I wonder like who's writing it, and I'm assuming that they clearly have blessings of the Tolkien estate to kind of work with that.
Yeah. Yep. They're very tight with the material.
And they're shooting it in New Zealand, of course.
That's where all the best Tolkien is shot.
Well, yeah.
It's true.
Because it's gorgeous. That's where we're going later this year.
Oh, serious?
Awesome.
Yeah.
I'm jealous.
I also watched 1917.
Nice. Me too.
Was it good?
Yes.
It's incredible.
So, how much of it looks like it's one shot?
A lot.
A lot of it.
Like, a lot of it.
Well,
is it one shot, or
if you're,
is it not?
No, it's not.
You can clearly tell
like
when there's...
Like, if you're a discerning viewer, you'll be like, ah, that's probably where they cut.
Yeah.
Like you could pick out where they probably cut stuff. But it's very artfully stitched together, and there's only one... There's, like, one actual fade to black in the middle of the movie. So,
right.
If you look at it, it's technically two shots.
Right.
It's obviously way more than that.
But they do a great job at like maintaining the perspective the entire time.
Yeah.
When it goes black, the character is black.
Yeah.
And
it's excellent.
Yeah.
Truly excellent.
It's really good. It's really good.
I was thinking about it. I was like, how come we don't have a one-shot movie?
It'd be too hard.
Would it?
It's yes!
No.
2 hours?
Look at a movie.
Well, okay, I should say.
Look at a movie. So we were talking about Birdman.
They could have easily done it with this movie. They just decided to make
not
one.
Not easily.
Shot.
I mean, because they have all these.
Not easily, but yes. It is easy.
They did it.
You just turn it on.
They
I mean, you say, like,
it.
It's so hard. Actors can memorize 2 hours worth of shit.
Yeah.
That's called a play. Like, it's very possible. Actors can do it. You just have to set your choreography, set the sets, and just go for it.
Are you talking about a real one shot?
Yes.
Yeah.
I am talking about how come
actual
there is
one
not
shot.
A one shot movie.
Yeah.
So, like, tough. You take something like Birdman, where it takes place in a single location, but multiple locations in that location, mm-hmm. where we were. Talking about it like how you just follow the camera down the stairs and then you're on stage and then the actors are like running to their next marks and stuff. Like, I just believe that will be something. Sure, it's a gimmick or whatever.
Yeah.
But I don't know why it's not there yet.
It's doable.
It is doable.
I'm scoping out my one shot iPhone movie already in my brain right now. I'm like, okay, do this and do this. And like,
even because like you look at some of the scenes where it's like this is a 12-minute scene. That's technically a short film.
Yeah,
like you could just be like, that's a one shot short film.
I mean, I'm just sure like they do for these scenes, you line the whole thing up. But I just imagine the amount of work and coordination it takes to do one of these big giant 15-minute or even like 5-minute like scene.
Yeah,
it's a lot.
Is a ton, ton.
Yeah, can you imagine 97 minutes in?
No, no.
Trip and fall, cut.
Right.
No! Well, we're starting over.
Yes,
we're ready when you are, Mr. DeMille. You've heard that joke.
At that point, like, we can mask that cut, right? Oh yeah, we can. Keep going.
But like, I just think it would be like, I don't know what kind of a movie it would be to where it would be captivating enough. Mm-hmm. But again, I haven't seen 1917, but it's just these guys running and walking and talking, right? Basically, with stuff happening all around them.
Yeah,
running, walking, talking, around them. And a war around them.
Yeah,
but you're basically a member in their group.
Yeah,
so to speak.
Right.
Yeah, you're the next guy, if that was a guy.
Right. So it's I don't know. Got me thinking. I was like,
is
could make a one shot.
There's a lot of stuff in there. Like this is like super critical, and I could be wrong, but it was very impressive. The very long shots where there's clearly a ton of people it's in happening. Each shot.
Right. Yeah.
So there's a lot of coordination happening, and it's super impressive. Mm-hmm. With that said, the shots happen are awesome. They're great. Mm-hmm. They're fantastic. They don't quite get to the level of the incredible one shot shots of Children of Men, in my opinion.
Sure.
They're great, but I just feel like those are just a little bit more impressive to me. Like the movie is great. Storytelling is great. I didn't feel like the emotional, like, I didn't feel like it gave me a crescendo that I really wanted to.
I don't think you're supposed to.
Maybe not. Clearly not.
Like Act 3 of the movie didn't do it for you?
I mean, it was nice. I mean, it would have been, I guess that's, it would have been more Hollywood to like.
It would have been.
Right.
You know, and then it's give you this thing. It's just more like business. It's a business.
Right. This is not one of those war movies that will give you a nice fluffy payoff at the end. It's one of those war movies that goes, war sucks.
Yeah.
And ultimately, sometimes, is kind of pointless.
Does it just end? Well, because I guess how I feel about Full Metal Jacket, where Full Metal Jacket just ends.
Kind of ends.
It just ends.
You're just like, oh, yeah. Okay. It's over now. A
couple different snapshots of
snapshot of these guys.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And then it's over. You're like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I loved the way it ended. I'm like, this is wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, like, anybody who works in the VA hospital, like anybody who's thinking about sending soldiers to war, needs to watch shit like this. This is exactly the kind of movie they should be seeing.
Yeah.
Which means they won't see it.
Which means they won't. Yeah. Because you feel for the guys. Like, and not even like who are the main characters, but like literally every human in this movie, you're just like, ah. And then like he doesn't know if that guy's friendly or not. And maybe he is, maybe he's not. And it's like, how shitty it must have been to be any one of these people.
Now like, they're shooting at me.
This sucks so bad. This is so awful.
Ugh.
Yeah. And there's so many like a lot of visceral moments too that the whole theater reacts to in unison at the same time, which I always love when a movie can do that. And it does. It has a couple of those where it's really, really effective.
I mean, there's a couple of them. Like Endgame obviously had a couple of those moments, but like Star Wars, Last Jedi, when she light speeds through the freaking ship was one of those moments. The whole crowd's like,
that was badass. That was so badass.
So badass.
The whole crowd is just like, what?
Yeah.
Love those moments in movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Yes. Cool. Anything else?
I don't think so.
Story for another time.
Yep. Indeed.
Save it for another day.
Quite right. We're at 1 hour. It's old school Life's a Binge this time.
It's only 7:30?
Yes.
Look at us.
We started on time. We ended on time.
Look at us.
This is how it's going to be going in the future, because I'm going to have to be like, there's a crying child I have to go take care of.
We'll put the monitor right in the middle of the table.
Hell yeah.
Put the baby in the middle of the table.
Right. Well, okay. It's a true story. Yeah. Anyway, thanks out there for listening to the show. Yeah, let's get out of here. This has been Last of Binge. I'm Jared.
I'm BJ.
And I am Rich.
And we'll see you on the couch.
Life's a binge. Bow, 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 bow,
bow. Right?
This has been a Life's a Binge production. Be sure and leave us a rating or review on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or wherever else you find the show. You can find us on all social media at Life's a Binge. Send us an email at lifesabinge@gmail.com. Join the phone army by dialing 619-438-0532. And if all else fails, check out our website at lifesabinge.com. Thanks for listening, and as always, we'll see you on the couch.
What could I do? Okay, all right.